With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. With warmer weather and the spring Mac Days fishing tournament approaching, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is resuming watercraft inspections for invasive mussels. FWP is offering inspections at the agency's Kalispell office during work hours Monday through Friday, with plans to offer weekend checks starting next month. Invasive zebra and quagga mussels eat organisms at the bottom of the food chain, harming native fish species. They also latch onto hard surfaces like pipes, where they can ruin infrastructure. FWP Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief Tom Wolf says that can be avoided as long as boaters clean, drain, and dry their craft after use, then get them inspected before entering another body of water.
Our inspectors are there to verify boats are clean and dry, but really the big effort has to come from the public, so that every time they remove a boat from the water, they make sure it's drained of all water and it's clean.
Other FWP inspection stations are expected to reopen in coming weeks and months. A Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes check station on Highway 93 near Ravalli will reopen March 12th, while the Blackfeet Nation's Browning Station will likely resume inspections starting mid-April or early May. FWP says watercraft must be inspected if boaters are coming from out of state, west over the Continental Divide, from the Tiber Reservoir, or if they're launching into the Flathead Basin after recently exiting other waters. This week, FWP officials also found dead invasive mussels in home aquarium mossballs sold in multiple Montana pet stores. Those who have recently bought mossballs are advised to freeze them overnight and avoid dumping aquarium water down the drain and into Montana waterways. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.